A young queen stands barefoot on a wooden block with her arms outstretched. She has only her scant underclothes and the long black hair that hangs down her back to fend off the drafts. Every ounce of strength in her slight frame is needed to keep her chin high and her shoulders square. Two tall women circle the wooden block. Their fingertips drum against crossed arms, and their footsteps echo across the cold hardwood floor. "She is thin to the ribs," Genevieve says, and smacks them lightly, as if it might scare the bones farther under the skin. "And still so small. Small queens do not inspire much confidence. The others on the council cannot stop whispering about it." She studies the queen with distaste, her eyes dragging across every imperfection, her hollow cheeks, her pallid skin, the scabs from a rubbing of poison oak that still mar her right hand. But no scars. They are always careful about that. "Put your arms down," Genevieve says, and turns on her heel. Queen Catherine glances at Natalia, the taller and elder of the two Aaron sisters, before she does. Natalia nods, and the blood rushes back to Catherine's fingertips. "She will have to wear gloves tonight," Genevieve says. Her tone is unmistakably critical. But it is Natalia who determines the queen's training, and if Natalia wants to rub Catherine's hands with poison oak 1 week before her birthday, then she will. Genevieve lifts a lock of Catherine's hair, then she pulls it, hard. Catherine blinks. She has been prodded back and forth by Genevieve's hands since she stepped onto the block, jerked so roughly at times that it seems Genevieve wants her to fall, so she can scold her for the bruises. Genevieve pulls her hair again. At least it is not falling out. But how can black hair be so dull? And she is still so, so small. "She is the smallest and the youngest of the triplets," Natalia says in her deep, calm voice. "Some things, sister, you cannot change." When Natalia steps forward, it is difficult for Catherine to keep her eyes from following her. Natalia Aaron is as close to a mother as she will ever know. It was her silk skirt that Catherine burrowed in at the age of 6, all that long way from the black cottage to her new home at Grievesdrake Manor, sobbing after being parted from her sisters. There was nothing queenly about Catherine that day, but Natalia indulged her. She let Catherine weep and ruin her dress. She stroked her hair. It is Catherine's earliest memory, the one and only time Natalia ever allowed her to act like a child. In the slanting, indirect light of the parlor, Natalia's ice-blonde bun appears almost silver. But she is not old. Natalia will never be old. She has far too much work and far too many responsibilities to allow it. She is the head of the Aaron family of poisoners and the strongest member of the Black Council. She is raising their new queen. Genevieve grasps Catherine's poisoned hand. Her thumb traces the pattern of scabs until she finds a large one and picks it until it bleeds. "Genevieve," Natalia cautions, "that is enough." "Gloves are fine, I suppose," Genevieve says, though she still seems cross. "Gloves over the elbows will give shape to her arms." She releases Catherine's hand and it bounces against her hip. Catherine has been on the block for over an hour, and there is much day still ahead. All the way to nightfall, her party and the Gave Noir, the poisoner's feast. Just thinking of it makes her stomach clench, and she winces slightly. Natalia frowns. "You have been resting?" she asks.
"Yes, Natalia," says Catherine.
"Nothing but water and thinned porridge?"
"Nothing."
"Nothing to eat but that for days, and it may still not be enough. The poison she will have to consume, the sheer amounts of it, may still overcome Natalia's training. Of course it would be nothing at all if Catherine's poisoner gift were strong." Standing on the block, the walls of the darkened parlor feel heavy. They press in, given weight by the sheer number of errands inside. They have come from all across the island for this, the queen's 16th birthday.